With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. After a fifth exchange of hostages and prisoners, Israel and Hamas weigh the second phase of their ceasefire. BBC correspondent Joe Enwood reports from Jerusalem.
There are going to be talks taking place. The Israelis are sending a delegation, and they're going to talk about some technical elements. And then the hope is they will move on to talking about stage two. That will be a permanent end to the fighting and the release of the remaining hostages. All of this is under the shadow of the recent statement by President Trump that he thinks that Gaza should be handed over to the U.S. and turned into a Riviera of the Middle East.
Also at SRNnews.com, former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says he supports the decision by Secretary of State Rubio to snub the G20 summit in South Africa.
Well, I certainly approve of sending the message that we're very concerned about what's happening in South Africa. It may be deteriorating into a kind of genocidal position. So I guess that's the message that he's sending, and I think it's a good one.
Security at the Super Bowl will be extra tight today with President Trump in attendance. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Donald Trump will be at the Superdome in New Orleans to watch the Kansas City Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles, making him the first sitting president to attend the Super Bowl in person. The Secret Service says security measures have been further enhanced this year. Ahead of the game, the president wouldn't predict a winner, but he made an apparent reference to Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I don't want to say, but there's a certain quarterback that seems to be a pretty good winner.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Speaking of Mahomes, he has been one of many sports figures that have been linked and actually been targeted for thieves that's linked out of South America. Investigators continue to try to track them down. More news at SRNnews.com. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher has gotten her job back. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Council calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A government memo aimed at implementing President Trump's order rolling back promotion of transgenderism is rippling through the federal government. Agencies are moving quickly to strip gender ideology from websites, contracts, and emails. The Office of Personnel Management has directed agency heads to staff remove pronouns from their government emails, disband employee resource groups, and the like. More news online at srnnews.com. Pennsylvania GOP Senator Dave McCormick says he agrees with Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman that his party may have a hard time ever regaining the support of male voters.
Well, I think if they continue down this progressive path of policies that don't help working families and a progressive agenda that they're arguing for, boys competing in women's sports, they're not going to win working families.
Fetterman said in a podcast this week his party may never be able to regain the support of male voters. McCormick says if that's true, it has a lot to do with the party's leftist policies.
Those policies are bankrupt, and I think the American people see it. So unless they do a big turnabout, I think it's going to be looking good for Republicans for years to come.
Senator McCormick was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. A North Carolina judge ruled that racial bias tainted jury selection in sentencing the trial of a black inmate who was sentenced to death in 2009. More details at srnnews.com.